Cari fratelli e sorelle, il mio pensiero va in questo momento alle popolazioni asiatiche.
A call for solidarity with the people of the Philippines, China and Iran was launched by Pope Benedict after praying the midday Angelus this Sunday in Castel Gandolfo. The first two nations are struggling in the aftermath of severe flooding, the last devastated by two violent earthquakes. Speaking to thousands of pilgrims gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace, Pope Benedict said his thoughts were with the people of these Asian nations in the aftermath of these natural disasters which have caused numerous deaths and injuries, thousands of displaced people, and extensive damage. And he invited Christians worldwide to join in prayer for those who have lost their lives and for all the people tried by these devastating events.
In particolare delle Filippine.
In the Philippines, merciless rains have left more than 90 municipalities flooded and displaced nearly 1.5 million people. Of these, about 700,000 are currently sheltered in evacuation centers and other makeshift shelters organized by rescue teams and local communities.
E della Repubblica Popolare Cinese.
In China, rains brought by typhoons Damre and Saola have affected 10 provinces, especially Jiangsu and Shandong. The death toll is currently at least 40 victims, with 867,000 displaced.
Come pure a quelle del nord-ovest dell'Iran.
In Iran, two strong earthquakes struck the northwest of the country Saturday evening around the city of Tabriz. So far, reports speak of at least 250 dead and more than 2,000 wounded. Over 60 villages were destroyed and more than 60% of homes leveled.
E per tutte le persone provate da così devastanti calamità.
Before the noon prayer, Pope Benedict had continued his reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 6, which accompanies us in the Sunday liturgy this month. In today's passage, he said, Jesus speaks of himself as the true bread which came down from heaven to give us eternal life.
I am pleased to greet the English-speaking pilgrims gathered for this Angelus prayer. The readings from today's Mass invite us to put our faith in Jesus, the bread of life, offers himself to us in the Eucharist and promises us the joy of the resurrection. During the summer holidays, may you and your families respond to the Lord's invitation by actively participating in the Eucharistic sacrifice and by generous acts of charity.
Pope Benedict said, like those in today's Gospel who doubt Christ's divinity, we too must ask ourselves if we really feel hunger for the Word of God, hunger to know the real meaning of life. Because, he said, as St. Augustine writes in his commentary on this Gospel, only those who are attracted by God the Father, who listen and allow themselves to be instructed by him, can believe in Jesus, encounter him and nourish themselves of him and thus find true life, the path of life, justice, truth and love.
Upon all of you and his blessings of joy and peace. Buona domenica a tutti voi, grazie per la presenza.